Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, slavery, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
Well, I suppose we set a record for spontaneous dog pile. I'm Andy.
Stephen King's new book, Elevate, may be scarier than I thought. I'm Kelly.
You'll never guess how I repurposed all those old people shredders. I'm Adam.
Ding! Third floor, housewares, men's shoes, and severed human heads. I'm Sean, and welcome to Acid Pop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about elevators and escalators.
Yeah, they're ups and downs.
Ooh!
You didn't want to save that for the intro?
So, etymology of these two words. Elevator comes from Latin e, meaning out or away. And levare, meaning lighten. So, to lighten away is pretty much where the word elevate comes from.
Oh, it's a diet.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're filling the person with helium.
Yeah. And escalator went back first to Spanish, which was escalada, which means to climb, which came from Latin scala, which was the word meaning ladder. In Latin, scalare means to climb a ladder. So an escalator is basically a fancy word for ladder.
It's a diagonal ladder.
It's an automated ladder climber. We'll sell millions. Yep.
So there isn't actually a phobia of elevators or escalators, but claustrophobia could apply. Fear of small spaces, from Latin claustrum, which means lock, which I didn't know that, but that's interesting. So being locked in a small space, more than just a small space.
I don't enjoy it.
Agoraphobia might also apply, which is the fear of being trapped, from Greek agora, meaning place of assembly. Yeah, I don't get that one.
I'm trapped in school.
Basophobia is the fear of falling, from the Greek basis, meaning stepping.
I think I might have that one.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of people have that one.
Escalators freak me out.
Is there a fear of gnarly gears?
So, elevators is a very juicy subject. So I had a lot of stories. So the Acid Pop quiz this week is going to be a little on the short side, but that's okay because there really aren't all that many interesting facts about elevators when you get down to it. They're pretty boring.
Plus, we all already know so much about elevators that it'd be like a wash anyway.
Yeah, don't want to waste everyone's precious time with things they already know. So, true or false, Roman Colosseums had elevators.
True.
They're pretty tall. I'm going to say true.
I'm also going to go with true.
Oh, y'all
Romans
got it.
Romans were busy people.
Yeah, they did have elevators, and they were capable of lifting 600 pounds, or 272 kilograms. And each elevator, they had several around Colosseums, were powered by 8 slaves.
Each one can raise 2.5 Dwayne The Rock Johnsons.
Really, that's it?
I think so.
Well, that would suck.
When you break it down
job.
Like that, that's not a lot of people moving up and down at one time.
Yeah, generally when I think of jobs I don't want to have, slave is pretty high on my list.
I feel like you're putting a lot of trust in these slaves' hands, though. I mean, you just put the right person on the elevator and they all like, oh, we slipped.
Oh, no.
And I never really think of slave as having like a steady grip. You always think of like a slave and it's kind of like emaciated.
I mean, if they're smart, they're probably using more slaves than they need. So if you only need 3 to lift the guy, you probably have 6 on there, and then you can have 3 slaves slack off and the other 3 do the job.
Everybody knows you need backup slaves.
Yeah. They're not all going to rise up at once.
But I do like to point that, like, oh, okay, look, hey, look, it's Demetrius. He's going up the elevator. I hate that guy.
He's still Vitruvius.
On the count of I. All right, true or false? A broken escalator is just a set of stairs.
False.
I mean, depends on how you look at it, I guess.
A broken escalator is a set of stairs that is ready to open its gaping maw and accept your blood.
I guess it depends on what the definition of stairs is.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone up and down escalators when they were broken.
It's true, you have.
And they served as stairs. So I'm going to say true.
They're also too tall to be normal stairs.
I'm pretty sure if we have like a gradually increasing stacks of books, that could be stairs. Like just anything.
There's a certain height limit for stairs.
Says who? Yes.
That's actually it. OSHA says. So in order for stairs to be legal, they can't be higher than 7 3/4 inches or 20 centimeters. And escalator steps start at 8 inches tall and go up from there.
I had this explained to me at Barnes & Noble when our escalators constantly broke. And I was like, why can't people just take the stairs then?
Yeah. Everyone, I'm sure, has gone up an escalator that wasn't functioning at the time. And it's a lot more work. And it's because you have to step higher between each step. And they're much deeper. So because, you know, they're built for standing on and for housing a couple people per step. So, yeah, not only are they taller, but they're wider.
Okay, they may be illegal stairs, but they're still stairs.
So, yeah, this one's kind of a technicality. But I did think that was interesting that if you ask a fire marshal, is a broken escalator stairs, they'll say, no, it's an illegal fire hazard.
And then it'll push you back into the fire.
So, fill in a blank. The first non-mammalian powered elevator was built in what year and went up how many stories?
When you say non-mammalian, like, did the reptiles build an elevator?
Maybe.
I think he means not powered by slaves.
Yeah.
The Reptilicus elevator.
Or, I guess, lawfully paid people either.
Well, it was run by ants.
So wait, what year?
Yep. And how high?
1905 and 4 stories.
Okay.
1870 and 2 stories.
very lazy dowager.
Is this the first elevator or like the first commercial elevator?
What's the difference?
Well, like, is it just like a prototype some guy made or was it in use?
Well, both.
It's like the first plane flew for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 3 stories, 1832.
Ooh, Kelly was getting close, but nobody went back far enough, actually. It was 1823, and it went up 12 stories.
12?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a lot of stories for the first, like, non-animal-powered elevator. Yeah.
And, man, if you're one of the first people to get on there, you're putting a lot of trust in this first elevator.
Second floor, please. I'll take the stairs from there.
Well, here's the thing. It didn't go up in a building, so it went from 1 to 12. That was it. You went from bottom to top. And it was built by Burton and Hormer, who are a pair of architects, and it was a steam-powered, and they called it their steam-powered ascending room.
It's also the first moving sauna.
It went up 12 stories to get a view of the London skyline. So it was sort of an amusement park ride kind of thing.
So it's basically the Tower of Terror, but...
Hopefully with less terror.
Yep, but yeah, I thought that was it was the first elevator ever, and they went 12 stories, so good on them.
Yeah, well, shoot for the moon.
Yeah,
and you'll only reach 12 stories apparently. But
so there are roughly how many deaths from elevators and escalators every year, and how many trips are taken on elevators and escalators?
These are two very different questions.
Well, it's important to know, like, if there's one death, but there's only 2 rides, that's a much, you know, scarier
that's
number
not great odds.
1 in 10 billion, say.
Are we counting heart attacks?
No.
Actual deaths, I'm going to put it at like 57, and rides,
it's a lot.
3 billion.
Okay.
I like where your head's at. I'm going to say 1 billion rides.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I'm counting New York, and they go up and down those fucking... escalators at the subway.
About those New York people.
Ah, you New Yorkers.
Let's go.
Big escalators covering it up.
35.
35 per billion?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1.
1.
1 death.
Per.
I'm going to go lower. 100 million rides.
Okay. So I think that would make Kelly actually have the highest number of deaths per elevator rides.
Fractions get me every time.
Adam got the closest, but you all went over. The correct answer is 30 deaths per 123 billion trips.
Sad, damn it. I knew it was going to be very, very high, but I didn't want to go too high.
It's always your problem.
It's crazy high. So this makes them the safest form of transportation, like far and away.
Safer than my fetus?
Yep. So just for comparison, there are roughly 1,300 deaths a year from falling down stairs. So escalators are safer than stairs.
Well, I mean, we can argue that.
Well, what kind of safety measures can you install in stairs?
Handrail.
What about like an airbag at the bottom?
I think that an airbag at the bottom only catches the collapsed form of your corpse.
Yeah, you've hit every stair on the way down by then.
Yeah, I mean, it really just comes down to standing still versus moving. And when you move, you might trip.
Well, how about this? Like, instead of just one at the bottom, like, once three stairs are impacted, all the stairs inflate.
Yeah.
And then everybody else gets poof.
Yeah.
And then you all float away.
Everybody just straps into a safety line before they go up or down. So they can only fall like 2 inches.
Yeah, it's like climbing a mountain.
Okay, how about this? Instead of stairs, we had those seats like that lady in Gremlins.
Yeah.
It's going to take forever to get two people up the stairs.
All right, and our last question is, the world's fastest elevator goes how many miles per hour?
How fast do normal elevators go?
I don't know. Not very fast, though.
I can't think it would be very fast because it would be uncomfortable.
I'm going to say 25 miles per hour.
Holy crap.
That's the speed you go in a residential zone.
I'm thinking only like 6 miles per hour.
I'm going to say 15.
It is actually 45 miles per hour.
You cannot stand on that elevator.
My ears are going to pop.
Which is 72 kilometers per hour. This is in the second tallest building in the world, which is the Shanghai Tower. Just so we're clear here, it doesn't do that every time. If you go from the first floor to the second, it doesn't take you there.
Whoosh!
Poonk!
It's like the scene in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll get up there because it's got a long way to go. So that was our acid pop quiz. So now it's time to talk about some stories.
And here's where we get to the meat, literally.
I ordered these stories by, for me, how horrific they are, and then I just alternated between elevators and escalators. So, should you be curious about why these stories came in this order, that's why.
So we're starting with less horrific then.
Uh-huh.
I'll remind you, I have to take an elevator every day.
Okay, well, this could be a learning experience, because you will learn what not to do on an elevator.
You might want to plug your ears for the last one.
So we'll start with actually my inspiration for this episode. This was on October 15th in 1999 in New York City. Nicholas White hopped on the elevator, but it stopped between two floors. He was working late, about 11 p.m. on a Friday night, so no one was around to hear his cries for help. He pressed the alarm button, which is supposed to go straight to the police or fire station, but in this case, it just went to the building security, but they weren't around.
Rerouted to the janitor's office.
Straight to Voodoo Donut.
So after countless fruitless hours, he just turned the alarm off because it was just irritating him. So every few hours, he would pry open the doors a bit and either call for help or pee down the shaft.
Fair.
He ended up being in the elevator for 41 hours before anyone found him.
Yeah, that's not... I don't believe that could happen now unless you were in a lead line building.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was in an office building over the weekend, so no one was there. I think the janitorial...
I was going to say there should have been cleaners or something around.
Usually not on the weekends.
Well, I think they came in Sunday morning and that's when they found him.
Yeah. But today you'd have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Right. Not that those work so great in elevators. By that time, he was delirious with thirst and had no idea if it was day or night, so he almost didn't believe it when he heard a voice come over the intercom of the elevator. He thought he was hallucinating at first.
Jeez, after just 41 hours.
Well, that's a long time to go without water.
Yeah, it's a long time by yourself trapped in a small box.
And we didn't have Bear Grylls back then, so he did not know to drink his pee.
He kept wasting all that good pee.
So there is a security footage of this, which you can go watch on YouTube, which obviously isn't the original length, but it's sped up. And you can just basically watch this guy go crazy in an elevator for 41 hours.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's harrowing.
Well, even with my cell phone scenario, if you could call somebody, the fact that he's working, maybe he left his cell phone at his desk.
Yeah.
I think he was wise not to try to climb up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, why not that? Isn't there usually an escape hatch on the top?
There is, but it's strongly recommended to never go through there. That's for people that like need to get into elevator shafts to fix things. It's not an escape hatch.
Or, you know, for people going delirious with thirst.
Yeah.
That hatch is for Keanu Reeves to save you.
So he might have been better off to do that. But yeah, we'll talk about some stories later about why you shouldn't go through that door.
It's to Narnia.
Yeah, it's also pretty high.
There.
Yep, good point. But yeah, I think he was working late and he went out for a smoke break and was coming back in. So even if he did have a cell phone, he might have just not brought it with him.
Just a reminder, kids, smoking is dangerous.
So our next story, July 2001 in Beijing, China, a subway escalator going up out of a station laden with passengers suddenly broke and went into free fall.
Gravid with passengers.
Free fall. Ooh.
Yep. So people were slammed together and ended up in a bloody heap at the bottom.
Ooh.
27 people were injured and a 7-year-old boy on the way home from a trip to the zoo was killed.
No.
The escalator steps were streaked with blood for 30 feet and bits of people's clothing had to be pulled from between the teeth.
I suppose at least the boy got to see elephants before he died.
It's probably a pretty good day for him for being a last day.
Well, and honestly, free fall from an escalator and a 7-year-old just crushed to death immediately. He didn't. He was panicked for a second.
I was confused. I thought we were talking about an elevator again for a second. Like,
no, escalator.
Escalator?
Like the escalator stairs suddenly started just going.
They basically slid down as fast as they could go. So no one really died from sliding down the escalator. People died from being under a pile of 20 people. Like they just all got crushed together just right at the bottom. So.
And there were just too many people on it?
I don't really know. They didn't say why it broke, but yeah, it just, the gears slipped and the whole thing just slid backwards.
It was just angry.
Yeah.
An angry escalator.
Somebody forgot to feed the escalator.
So there's not a video of this, but there are videos of other escalators going into freefall, and it happens pretty fast. Like people are going up, 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 and then all of a sudden just goes shoom, and there's this pile of people at the bottom.
Ow.
Yeah. So not fun. So our next story, January 6th, 1995, New York City. James Godfrey Chenoir got into an elevator that had several other passengers. The elevator rose to the second floor, but it seemed to the passengers that it went a little too fast. When the doors opened, it was a little higher than the second floor. So Mr. Chenoir, being a gentleman, decided to hop down and help the people out who were stopping on that floor. Right as he was hopping out, the elevator shot up and it didn't stop until it reached the ninth floor.
No!
Mr. Chenoir's body stayed on the second floor, but his head, filled with headphones, rode the rest of the way up with the passengers to the ninth floor.
Oh, no!
God. At least the trip was over faster than normal.
So the elevator had apparently had a lot of problems lately, and a repairman was on site to fix it that very day.
He was there at the time?
He was the guy adjusting the floor. He's like, nah, I don't know.
He was taking a smoke break before he started.
What we'll learn from this story and many others is if there's a problem with the elevator and it doesn't seem to be behaving properly, don't try to get out of it.
Without the help of professionals.
Yeah. Wait for the fire department to come and like put a big heavy metal bar between the elevator and the roof or the floor so that it doesn't go up or down.
It really sucks that guy died, but I can't imagine being in that elevator with that head.
Well, seriously.
It was because he hopped out and then he was like leaning back in to help people, I imagine.
I thought he was in the process of hopping out and then it went floop.
Yeah.
Unless he was walking out backwards.
Yeah, I thought he was going down butt first.
He was moonwalking out of the elevator.
Especially knowing this story, like I think I'm more liable to like jump out at the first floor, just like leap through the door and never look back.
Yeah.
It's Adam ducks and rolls.
So, yeah, just imagine being in this elevator, guy hops out, turns back, extends his hand to you, and then his head just
Do you trust me?
To your feet.
Implicitly, shing.
Yep.
Do you think he was still smiling? Like, no, just trust me. And he gives a big smile and a toing.
Man.
Repairman says, I see the problem here. You're not supposed to have a head in the elevator. Too much extra weight.
Was it fast or slow? Like,
It was very fast.
Suddenly shut up.
But I mean, yeah. Would he have slowed down the elevator when it happened?
Briefly. Not noticeably, though.
There's not much thickness to a neck.
There's good bones and tendons there.
Not to an elevator.
I don't know what's a lot to an elevator.
Well, 600 pounds at least.
So our next story, January 2014 in Montreal, Canada. Sorry, I got to pause a little bit because this one is probably the most like a, maybe the second most like a horror movie of all of our stories. So a 48-year-old woman was riding an escalator when her scarf got tangled in the teeth.
Nope.
God.
She bent over to pry her scarf loose, but as a result, she got her hair stuck too.
Oh, no.
As she reached the end of the escalator, her scarf got pulled through while she stayed behind, and it strangled her to death.
Really, the hair didn't have anything to do with it.
It just got her stuck.
Yeah, like that. It got her stuck worse. Like, she could have taken off a scarf. You can't just take off your hair.
I think I could cut through my hair with my car keys if I really needed to.
It's like the next Stephen King book.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, though, if my hair got caught in an escalator, I wouldn't have a whole lot of time to do anything.
Yeah, this first part almost sounds like a Mr. Magoo cartoon or something. Where it's like, oh, bother. But then suddenly...
Oh, Magoo. Someone's tugging on my scarf again.
Yep. So no loose clothing on escalators. Let that be a lesson.
And no loose shoelaces.
Yep. And everyone gets a crew cut before they get on.
In fact, there's a military haircutsman that's just waiting at the bottom.
This is why they terrify me. I just always picture, like, my pant leg catching and then just the escalator eating my foot.
Stop wearing bell bottoms.
Well, nothing of hers went through the escalator. It just, the scarf strangled her. So, at worst, you'd just be pantsless on the top of the escalator.
Did she have that scarf knotted around her?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess with her hair stuck, if it had caught like both ends of the scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it just feeds it straight through and then her head's rolling around.
Chonk, chonk, chonk.
These escalators are just hungry for blood.
So next, May 22nd, 1903 in Pittsburgh.
My birthday. Well, I'm not 1903, but...
All right, old man.
And he's 100 and some years old.
Hey, everyone.
100 and I don't feel like doing the math.
As far as I got.
There was a party going on the sixth floor of the Donnelly building, and a group
I thought
of,
he was going to say the elevator.
Well, might as well have been, because a group of 17 people got on the elevator to ride up to the party. So just as it reached the sixth floor, the elevator assembly cracked apart. So the elevator and its passengers plummeted six stories and were shortly followed by the multi-ton elevator cable and its motor.
Oh, no.
No!
So amazingly, only four people died, but they were so mangled that they could only be identified by the clothes they were wearing.
I was going to say, the survivors wished they were dead.
Yeah. In the aftermath, the accident was blamed because 17 people got on an elevator that was only rated to hold 12.
I mean, that is five more.
Yeah. That's almost an extra 50%.
That's,
This story was kind of interesting because no elevator has ever had an accident because the cable broke. There's a couple accidents like this where the actual like motor assembly at the top snapped apart, but the cable is actually stronger than the motor. So the cable's not going to break.
We're really good at cables.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of time to perfect cables.
I mean, most elevators that I've been on, I think, have like a weight limit posted instead of like a person limit posted.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to ask people. Like, as they come on, just start tallying up. Like, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I just round way up. So I assume the person in the elevator with me weighs 800 pounds. So as soon as a third person tries to get on, I'm like, no.
Okay, I weigh about 200 pounds, and looking at you,
You just say, I'm sorry, sir, you're too fat to ride with me, and they'll understand.
You had 17 people in an people in an elevator seems like too much.
Right. They hopped out of their clown car and moved straight to the elevator.
It was a clown convention. Oh, man, the collective honk when the elevator hit the ground.
Squee!
Seltzer bottles shooting out everywhere.
But I mean, I've been on elevators where, like, you're crammed in with everybody, and it was nowhere near that number.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, were people on each other's shoulders? I don't understand how they got that many people on the elevator in the first place.
Have you seen how many people they can fit in a phone booth?
That's true.
Now, this is
the 1920s or something.
Yeah, I was
like
going to say, it was the time for cramming people into small things.
Yeah. They forever set the record, and no one's tried to beat it since. So, June 2015 in Hubei Province, China.
Oh no, that's recent.
Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of these are post 2000, so they're not very old.
Are we getting worse at elevators and escalators?
No. The accidents between these are very rare, but when they happen, they're usually pretty bad. Let's leave it at that. So again, these aren't necessarily most people killed. They're just most horrific. So in China, Jing Lijian was at a department store with her son. They got onto an escalator going up. As they stepped off the top of the escalator, the top gave way. She quickly picked up her son and threw him over the gap to save his life. But as a result, she was dragged into the mechanism of the escalator and crushed to death.
I read about this.
Yeah, and so if you're feeling up to it, there is a video of this. It's not gory in any way. There's no blood or anything. But yeah, basically she's riding up the escalator and there's two people waiting at the top that are basically like telling her, hey, there's a problem with the escalator. You might want to watch your step. And right as she steps onto the metal landing at the top of the escalator, it starts to collapse.
Oh,
and
geez.
Just in an instant, she picks up her son and throws him away. But almost like that scene in... What was that movie, Volcano, where the guy jumps off the subway? Like, as she throws him, she is sinking into the ground, and she just disappears until there's nothing left of her. She completely is into this escalator.
I've seen it, and it's haunting.
Yeah, it's pretty like bad.
Good on her for having the wherewithal to be like, son, go!
Yeah.
But then immediately, I'd have to watch the video game, which I don't want to do. But I don't think he saw his mother slowly sink into the hungry mouth of gears.
Yeah. One of the attendants scooped him up and ran off with him. So I don't think he did. But yeah, this one was the one that was most like a horror movie.
Like, just, oh my, well, then there's the thing, there's people up top going, hey, there's something wrong with the.
No, yeah, there's your problem right there.
It's like, oh,
I mean, I think I got it. It's a people shredder.
Yeah.
If you take out that little metal part at the top, you're just shredding people.
Yeah, the worst part about an escalator is just like, if you get on it, there's not really, you know, you don't have a lot of options at that point. Like, you might be able to run back down, but if you get on it and you're halfway up and somebody at the top's like, hey, if you get up here, this thing's going to kill you. Like, what are you going to do?
I feel like there should have been a sign at the bottom.
Oh, no.
It's like, why weren't you two standing down there?
Little old lady with a walker like, oh, no. Going down the escalator. No, I'm picturing it in my head again.
I guess there's a kid who knows his mother loved him.
Yep, she was a hero.
And the so escalators hated his mother.
Yeah, and he took the stairs for the rest of his life.
I would. I think I might.
So next, December 14th, 2011 in New York City. New York City is most of these stories because they got a lot of buildings and escalators and elevators.
New York, New York.
That's how that song goes, right?
We're killing your people with escalators and elevators.
Suzanne Hart was headed to work at about 10 a.m. She went to hop on an elevator when it suddenly took off upwards with the door still open and Mrs. Hart only half in.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So her leg got caught on the first floor door frame, and she was dragged out of the elevator and crushed between the elevator and the wall.
Oh, goodness. Ooh. It's like smeared like paint.
Yep. So Mrs. Hart was declared dead at the scene, but the two passengers that were in the elevator were trapped for another hour before they got free, and Mrs. Hart's body was not successfully removed until 7 p.m. that day.
Jeez.
Ah!
So I didn't have the details on the first story where the guy lost his head, but I like to pretend that when it got to the ninth floor, it went ding and the doors open and they all scattered. But this time,
soccer kicked the head out of there.
They were trapped with this bloody trail leading to the still open door of the elevator. So that'll make you contemplate your life.
Well, the head would make me more, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
But like the smear is a, and then you're trapped with it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Look, if I wasn't a couple with the person I went in with, I would be afterwards. What with all the hugging? I'd be very intimate with the person, regardless of gender, like, oh, please hold me.
And I can just imagine, like, you see her disappear and then, you know, the elevator stops and you just like, hello? Just, maybe she's okay?
Imagine the horrible squishing noise.
Yeah.
It's like melon balling, but...
Is it like melon balling?
Have you ever balled a melon?
I don't imagine there's a lot of like smearing involved.
It makes this horror. It makes the horror movie stabbing noise.
Well, least now we know how to make Andy fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, put me in a room with a bunch of blood.
So for our final story, in late 2005, Toronto, Canada, self-proclaimed adrenaline junkie Louis Toreno Moffat and his friends were going to attempt to base jump inside the Four Seasons Center.
Okay. You could do it.
Yeah, this is basically a big convention center, and they were going to go up to the top floor inside and jump off of it and then parachute down.
Oh, God, he gets his parachute cut, doesn't he?
Considering the topic, the base jumping, I thought they were going to do it like in the elevator shaft.
Well, let me get to it. On the way to do so, Mr. Moffat decided to Vader surf.
Which is, of course, when you surf on sand, but you hate it because it's rough and coarse and it gets everywhere.
Not quite. So this is the internet phenomenon, I guess you could call it, where a person climbs on top of an elevator to ride it.
I've never heard of this. This isn't true.
Nope. It is true.
Is this like the Tide Pod eating that I've been hearing so much about?
Pretty much, yeah. The thing is, elevator shafts are full of pokey things covered in grease, and they're powered by very heavy moving parts. So you really should not get out of an elevator. They don't look like they do in the movies, where it's bright and lit and there's just like a big orange ladder on one side. Like, they're very tight and close and just full of big moving machinery.
I mean, Dennis Hopper is almost never in that elevator shaft.
So somehow, while Mr. Moffat was Vader surfing, his parachute went off in the shaft and proceeded to snag on just about everything.
No. See, I thought they were going to get to the top floor and then jump off, and then he'd land next to an escalator and be like, oh, no. Oh, no.
His parachute gets caught in the escalator while his foot is caught in the elevator door.
It's a tug of war where he loses no matter who wins.
Which machine is more bloodthirsty?
Escalator.
Yeah, definitely the escalator.
So to get an idea of what happened, just imagine trying to untangle a knot of Christmas lights with a hamster in the middle.
My hamster. My memories.
And he's having a flashback.
So Mr. Moffat's cause of death was listed as...
stupidity.
Comic misadventure.
Strangulation and massive trauma to the head and abdomen. So, yeah.
Being too awesome.
So what you're saying is, imagine trying to untangle Christmas lights with a hamster in the middle and just tightening the ball and laughing. Yeah.
Just like, here, you grab that strand, I'll grab this strand, you run that way, and I'll run this way.
This will surely work. And then Moe's in the middle going, knuckleheads.
So, I hope I wouldn't have to make this clear, but don't try Vader surfing.
This has been an acid pop public announcement.
So that's all the stories that I could find. Does anybody have any personal stories involving elevators and or escalators?
I've got a couple escalator ones on the top of my head.
Oh, yeah?
One is when I got my shoelace caught in an escalator.
Oh, man.
I was a very young boy. We were going down the escalator at Macy's, and because I was not good at tying my shoes, they were just loose. And my mother pulled me, and my shoelace snapped. So there's a thing there. I panicked a lot. Like, it was caught almost immediately, like at the top of the escalator. It was caught. Yeah. Like, oh no. The other one is we went to PAX in 2010, I believe it was. And one of the last days we were there, and if you've never been to PAX in Seattle, it's a multiple story building with big escalators. And one of the days we were trying to go downstairs and the escalator's broken. They were making everybody walk downstairs. We're like, oh, that's weird. You get downstairs, and there was a shredded shoe stuck in the very bottom of the escalator. Like, that person made it out, but barely.
Yeah, and a trail of toes leading to the door.
Like, we looked at it, I was like, holy crap. There's no blood, so... And there's no ambulances outside, so somebody made it, but...
See, that's sort of where my fear of escalators stems from, although this could be an entirely manufactured memory, which is that... It's such a little thing, but I distinctly remember being like probably 6 or 7 and being in a department store and they had the escalator blocked off and there was just blood at the bottom. Yeah. And I'm sure what happened is someone fell down.
Yeah.
It did not eat a person. But what my mind decided happened was that someone got sucked into the gears and was now underneath.
Mush. It's just mush now.
Well, that's a pretty graphic story. And I don't have anything nearly so exciting. Like, I have always been super cavalier with escalators. When I ride them, I always, try to see if I can just point my toes and have it just scooch me up onto the ground when I get to wherever I'm going.
Yep.
Maybe from now on, I'll be a little more cautious.
I worked at a Barnes & Noble for a long time that was two stories.
Brag about it.
Yeah, I will.
Well, I worked at a Borders that was three stories.
No, well then, did it have escalators?
My Books-A-Million had a basement.
I worked right in between the escalators, and I was constantly yelling at children to stop running up the goddamn escalator.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. And at one point, they had to tell me to just walk up to the kids and say, hey, cut it out, because I was going, oi! Well, they were knocking down old people on the escalators.
They fell forever.
He's going to get like one of those 1 gallon jugs of red food coloring and just pour it on the escalator for a little while.
Well, and there was always, there wasn't only kids, there was always dipshits that would be going down the escalator and be like, I forgot something, and then just start running back up like, hey!
I think I've seen Sean do that a time or two.
Who, me?
Like, there's people coming down that escalator. Please do not knock them over with your rambunctiousness.
Yeah, if I'm ever going to do that, I always do it when there's nobody else on the escalator. And if somebody gets on, then I just start following the rules.
Don't get me wrong. I love playing around on an escalator.
Yeah.
But I won't do it when other people are around.
Not if there are any witnesses.
Any stories, Adam?
No, I've never been caught in an escalator or stuck in an elevator.
I thought he was about to claim that he'd never been on an elevator or
I've never
escalator.
Heard of these moving boxes and stairs.
I want to go see one right now.
Now, kid, elevators, they go side to side too, right?
and sideways and backways and frontways.
So for our What Are Your Morals Worth today, we're going to do it a little bit differently. So we're going to go back to Mr. White, who is trapped in an elevator for 41 hours. So I think it goes without saying, he sued the building after this catastrophe.
Sure.
And how much would you sue the building for?
Now you got to think about what the jury would be willing to consider.
Right.
That's just what I was thinking. 41 hours is like you could claim that you could have died with like after 24 hours. Like there's a.
What if he had had like a really long workout right before he got in the elevator and he was already dehydrated?
Well, exactly. He just smoked, and I assume some of that smoke causes dehydration.
I don't know. Maybe.
I just got back from peeing, vomiting, and having diarrhea.
And giving blood.
Time to go back to work.
Time to hop in my very safe elevator.
See, I can't assume that they'd give me more than $100,000, but I'd like to try for about $500,000.
I was going to say like 3 digits is probably what I would ask for.
Yeah.
Three or digits? So $100?
No,
then.
6 digits.
$100, please. It'll be at least $5.
I think I get $500,000 just for the fact that they had the button go to security and security wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you get into negligence so you can really push home the point.
Well, and why wasn't security there? Aren't they there? Shouldn't they be there all the time?
Don't know.
At least like a skeleton crew.
The only reason I know how janitors work is because I was a janitor for a while, and there's a lot of times where we're just not there. Like, if you got locked inside the school I worked at, screw you for two days.
That's different. Like, the janitorial staff, I don't expect them to be there all the time.
The button should not have rung within the building. It comes down to that.
Yeah. But security, and it depends on the sort of building it is. If it's like just an office building and the security is just an old guy sitting at the desk going, "Badge,
do you hear a buzzing?"
Oh, my hearing aid again. Better turn it down.
Acting up again.
The alarm was too high pitched and he couldn't hear it because he's old.
Just like, this red flashing light is hurting my eyes. I'm just going to put my hat over it.
So annoying.
You kids in your video games? And he puts his hat over it.
So I'm going to say 200,000.
I'm pushing my luck, but I think the negligence really gets in there.
Sure. I could probably ask for more, but I feel like that's a pretty fair amount. I don't have any like lasting damage other than like emotional.
And yeah. Even then, that guy's lucky I wasn't the janitor and he was shouting because I used to have Bluetooth headphones on 24/7.
So I don't remember a scream track in this song.
Who the hell keeps pissing around the elevator door?
If I
you're all monsters.
Them 1,000 times.
Now this elevator smells like piss again.
Worst job.
I'm breaking it down by the hour. Like, what do I want as an hourly wage by suffer?
How much would you have to be paid to sleep in an elevator?
What sort of stuck in elevator salary do we have to pay you?
And I am assuming 1999 rules, because at this point I would be carrying. Well, but he did a smoke break. Damn it! I would be carrying an entire backpack worth with like a Switch and a DS and a book.
I'm going to say $410,000.
So $100,000 an hour.
No, $10,000 an hour.
Wow.
Well, you were all very reasonable compared to Mr. White. He ended up filing a suit for $25 million.
Ooh, what did he get?
I'm going for white money.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get it, if that makes you feel
I got
any
that
better.
White money.
His last name was White, Andy.
So part of the settlement was he wasn't allowed to disclose the exact amount he got, but he did say that it was barely six figures. So you got to figure it's somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000.
Unless he was like really bitter and it was like $500,000. Like barely 20, six figures.
Well, here's the thing.
$25 million is quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a big number. And after the fact, he was interviewed many years later and he said he very much regretted doing this lawsuit because as a result of being in a lawsuit with this business, he lost his job and it was sort of a bad time. So after he lost his job, he couldn't find another one. And he said it really hurt his career and he didn't get all that much money. And he said he would have been better off if he'd just gone back to work and pretended that it didn't happen.
Yeah, but then he'd have to take the stairs every day.
Yeah.
Or at least a different elevator.
I mean, he'd be in such good shape, though.
It's true.
But he's a smoker.
Yeah, okay, so here's the plan. You take the stairs every day. You get calves and thighs like a monster. When you go in for your interview where you're going to get your performance review to get a raise, you wear shorts like
and just flex those calves the entire time.
Flex the calves and thighs, and the guy's going to think you're going to crack his head like a nutcracker if he doesn't give you a raise.
Yeah, just bring a couple of watermelons and casually crush them between your thighs while the process is going on.
Don't forget to kick in the door on your way in.
I'm sorry, my kicks are so powerful, my foot went through the door. I'll hop through.
Well, that's about all we've got for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
There's the ambulance. Hopefully not on the way to an elevator accident.
Sounds very close.
Oh, it's sad now. It is very close. There it goes. That's not an ambulance. That's a fire truck. Are we on fire?
There's an escalator hiding in the next room.